Grazie signore Spencer, buongiorno, buon sabato e buona festa a tutti.
Don't worry, this is not the Italian translation that you're needed. Good afternoon, I guess. Happy Sabbath and happy Feast of Tabernacles to everybody. I firstly want to say thank you for all the hard work personally that everyone has done here, the translating and organizing that's made this such a wonderful, a blessed feast for me. So thank you for all. And a special hello to Sylvana out there. And Mr. Spencer, thank you very much for the choosing of those hymns. I hope your feast is going great so far. As we look at this feast today, the Sabbath day, some might say we only have a few. But some might say we still have almost half of the feast remaining. Which are you? Is the glass half full or is the glass half empty? I like the half full glass. Even with a little bit of vino is nice. We still have lots of time together, and that's a wonderful blessing. As an introductory to my message today, please join me in Matthew 8. Matthew 8, beginning in verse 5. Matthew 8, beginning in verse 5. Now when Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, pleading with him. A Roman soldier approached a Jewish man. Verse 6, saying, Lord, Lord. Something probably unheard of. He said, Lord, my servant is lying at home, paralyzed, dreadfully tormented. Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. I will come to your house and heal him. In verse 8, the centurion answered and said, Lord, call him Lord a second time. I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only speak a word and my servant healed. This shows amazing great faith. Verse 9, for I am also a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this one, go, and he goes, and another, come, and he comes. And to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to those who followed, assuredly I say to you, I have not found such great faith in even all of Israel. Jesus marveled. He marveled. That word marveled is number 2296. And I apologize if I don't say it properly in Greek. Thaumazo. In Thayer's Greek lexicon and lexical summary, the word means to marvel, to wonder at, to admire, to have admiration, to be amazed. The word in the flesh, he all things through, the creator of the universe, was amazed. And wondered at, and marveled at, this creation of his. The creation impressed the Creator. During the remaining time we still have at the feast, and for that matter, even when we go back home, what can we do to make God marvel at us? To make God say, wow. Look at them. Please join me in Philippians 2. Philippians 2, verses 3 to 5. Here we see a big part of our calling. Philippians 2, verse 3. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, humility. In lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Verse 4, let each of you look not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. And verse 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. We are called to serve others and to have the mind of Christ in us. How can we facilitate this serving of others? Please join me in our chapter 7, Matthew 7, verses 7 and 8. Matthew 7, verses 7 and 8. Here I think we can see a process to follow so we can serve others. And you might realize that my background is Italian, so when Mr. Spencer chose that first hymn and we sang what we're going to read here now, I may have got a bit emotional. Step 1, ask and it will be given. In prayer, ask God to show us opportunities where we can serve and help others, and to show His light to each other in the church or whoever we may come in contact with, the staff here at the hotel, people on feast trips, excursions, if we go shopping into the town, the people in the stores. They are all potentially. God wants all people. Ask Him to show us. Step 2, seek and you will find. Seek out opportunities to serve and to help others. Keep an eye and an ear out and open to be attentive to our surroundings here at the feast. Look to see if there is a need that we can fill. Seek out that door of opportunity to help and serve others. And when we see that opportunity, step 3, knock and it will be open to you. Knocking on a door lets someone know there's somebody here. And that somebody is us. We are here to serve or help or do whatever is needed. We knock, the door opens, we say, hello, I'm here, and do whatever God has led us to do. God will put us exactly where we need to be. We were at a feast site, my wife, myself, and a friend. Back home, members was going through a very hard time. All our family was going through a very hard time. Our friend who was staying with us at the feast was invited to a lunch, so we went along. There was 7 or 8 people at the restaurant, and I happened to sit down next to an older lady, and I sat down and I said, how is your feast going? Is it going well? She said, yes, but my mind is at home. So I inquired, I said, is everything okay? She said her nephew was going through a hard time back at home, and she was worried for him. As I listened to her, I was amazed. Her nephew was going through the exact same thing. The exact same thing. God put us next to each other. 1,000+ people at a feast site. With all the restaurants around, we sat right next to each other. We cried. We supported each other. We talked to each other. And when lunch was over, we hugged each other. Throughout the remaining days of the feast, when I saw her and she saw me, we gave each other a great hug of support every day. That day, God opened 2 big doors. He will open doors for us all. Matthew 7, verse 8. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. A minister from Canada, Mr. Anthony Wazelkoff, recently said this in a sermon titled Basics of Feastkeeping. He said this: there are no passengers on this ship. We are all crew. We can all do something. We can pray for someone, and we can pray with someone. We can listen to someone, really listen. I've got 2 ears and 1 mouth, and I apologize. I talk more than I'm excited to be here. But really listen. You can talk with someone, spend time with someone. We're here to rejoice. We can laugh with someone. And of course, we can cry and comfort someone. And in so doing, we grow closer. We go from friends or strangers to friends, and we go from friends to family. As we serve and have the mind of Christ in us, we can show the light of God not only to each other, but once again to the staff here, to the people on feast excursions, in the town, in stores, and continue that even when we get back home. It's not only about us, it's about all the future family of God. As we run our race of faith and hope here at the feast and at home, let God's light in our actions. As we ask God for opportunities to help and serve, seek out those situations to assist. And when we see them, knock on that door. And when it opens, grasp the opportunities to connect with someone who may need help, and thereby fulfill the law of love. As it says in Galatians 5:13, but through love, serve one another. And in so doing, we will make God say, wow, look at them. Look at them. Look at what my creation is doing. Let's utilize all this time we still have left. And together, let us strive to make God marvel.